All right, it's good to be back from Mankato. We got some good work while we were there. Good work against Cincinnati the last couple of days. But it's good to be back home and sort of getting into the routine of our schedule here and guys getting acclimated to being back. But we're excited. You know, got some things we got to definitely get cleaned up from the game and work last week. And we're just looking forward to keep continuing to progress down the road. Questions?
Jayron Kearse. Zimmer said that he was kind of most impressed with him among the young safeties during the game. Then yesterday he seemed to be getting a lot of work with the second team defense. What have you been seeing from him as he continues to progress?
I think the one thing that we see is him consistently getting better and understanding what it is we're trying to do concept-wise, understanding alignments, understanding the reads, whether it's a vision spot or whatever we're doing as far as coverage, where to fit on a run, all those types of things. And he seems to come out here and he corrects his mistakes from the day before and has really been in tune to what we're trying to get accomplished from that position.
The players kind of look to continue to increase their role. How important is that to maybe only make the mistake once and learn from it right away?
Well, it's critical for us because, you know, it boils down to trust. I mean, within our room, I mean, I think that boils down from player to player, from coach to player, you know, across the board that, you know, being able to recognize things because, let's face it, during the course of the game, you're going to have to make adjustments and be able to adjust and be able to recall, recognize formations down a distance and be in tune to all those different things. So it's critical for us from a trust factor and just continue to, you know, improve in those areas. That's big for us as a unit.
Coach, what have you seen from Xavier and his ability to just really track and catch the ball this offseason?
You know, he's caught the ball better this year. I mean, we've seen him make some plays that he hasn't made in the past, but I think his familiarity with what's going on schematically, what's going on at his position, technique and fundamental wise, he's able to really turn it loose and go play a little bit more rather than having to think so much to react. I think his reaction time has been better. It's still things that we've got to get improved on, but where he's at right now, we're good to see that he's retained a lot of that information.
With training camp under your belt, one preseason game, how do you kind of evaluate the progress the defense has made? Obviously, you had a good season last year, but you want to be even better this year.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely coming out of that game. Every day is an evaluation. Every day is a competition. We still got a lot of things that we can improve on. We can clean up technique and fundamental-wise, things that schematically we can, you know, help guys in position and those type of deals. So there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, this week we're looking to improve on some of the things that coming out of last week that we saw we needed to improve on and make sure the guys understand exactly what we're expecting.
Top five in scoring last year, obviously all the starters back, but I know you've talked about it before, but with the preseason game under your belt, kind of summarize, if you could, maybe some of the areas you think you have to be better in.
Well, again, I think we identified those areas in the offseason, whether it's been 2-minute, whether it's been a red zone, all those types of deals, and we've put an emphasis on those things. And, you know, I think guys understand what it is we're trying to do schematically, what we're trying to do fundamentally to aid in those areas. I think Coach does a great job of situational practicing during the course of the week to week, from day to day. And I think our guys understand those situations. So when we get into a game, they can recall the situation and be able to line up and play comfortably in that situation.
Early on in the game, it seemed like the defense would kind of do the same thing they did last year, where the opponent will march down the field, but then when they get to the red zone, the defense really shuts down and holds them to a field goal, which in this case was a missed one. What's kind of the reasoning for that?
I guarantee you it's not planned. I mean, things happen during the course of the game, whether we had misfits, whether we weren't playing, you know, certain plays a certain way. Anytime you go into a game, especially, you know, the early part of the game, there are things that you have to adjust to, things that you haven't seen. But I think Coach said it yesterday. I mean, there was one play that they ran that we end up giving up a big run on. We get down in the red zone, it's the exact same play, and we react differently to it. So I think it's a combination of things. I think it's about them recognizing it, coming downhill and playing. I think it's, you know, guys getting on and off blocks as far as technique, fundamental, those types of deals. So from that aspect of it, we look to improve, you know, from where we started. We saw the mistakes, saw what we need to do, and hopefully we can get better this week as we prepare for this game.
More urgency when it gets closer to the when they're in the red zone and back against the wall type thing?
No, I don't think it's has anything to do with playing with more urgency. I think, you know, that's an emphasis for us is the red zone. That's a certain thing that we put a lot of emphasis on, but we also put a lot of emphasis on stopping the run and what we're doing in press technique and playing an off technique, all those different things. So they all add up. It isn't just getting down to the red zone and getting them stopped.
Last couple for George.
What have you seen from Shamar Stephen throughout training camp and then on Friday's game?
The one thing about Shamar is very consistent with what it is. I mean, he's had to play the three. He's had to play the notes. He's done a good job, you know, of handling that as we've progressed through camp. Like I said, he worked hard all this offseason to get back. He's back. He's trying to improve on the things that we asked him to improve on with his pass rush and those things. And you can just see the hard work paying off. I mean, he's been very consistent for us throughout camp.
Can he be a big help to your run defense, do you think?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, we can see, you know, when he's in there and the different positions that he's been in, he's been very, you know, successful for us, helping us out inside.
Good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.